This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Gotta love it. Another hour of Good Day Conversation. I'm Doug Steffen at 7 after the hour with my colleague and friend Jay Kirshner to bring you up to date as to the realities of the world. Today, it's changed a lot since yesterday, and I'm betting tomorrow at this same time I'll tell you it's changed a lot from...
It just keeps going.
It keeps changing. That's what it is. Life is about change. So let yourself go with it. What is the old expression? Go with the flow. You've got to go first. You've got to be comfortable. You don't. I say you've got to be. For me, getting comfortable with what's going on is a daily routine because that's what I've been doing for 50-some-odd years, certainly since 1974 when I first started doing talk on the radio. And then I thought to myself, over the years I've changed my approach to things, as we were just talking about change, as to what I thought would work at the time. And the idea of, you know, whether I can talk about the same issues today that I could freely in the 1970s, the answer is no, I can't. But that may be a good thing, because people may not care. So I'm trying to be a thought leader here.
Mm-hmm.
And whether we accomplish that or not, I guess remains to be seen. But the fact that I'm still on the air and people are still listening on hundreds of radio stations around the country and with the devices and the things that I share. When I was with Uri Geller last week over in Israel, he does tours of the Uri Geller Museum all day, every day, and he likes doing them himself, and he's really very good at it. He's so dramatic, and everybody, it's like people. Are there, you can watch them. They're waiting. Every word he says has a poignant place in the stories, the things he's talking about. So as a thought leader, he certainly, in terms of what Israelis experience and think about, he's there as the thought leader when it comes to using your mental capacities and being motivated. He's there as well. And so I have tried to, over the years, whether I was a thought leader or not, I was trying to bring people in line with thought leaders, whether I had them directly on the program and you could listen to them, or we talk about their words and what they're doing, and in that way, you know, you communicate things that otherwise maybe wouldn't be a part of our. It's leading by design. I guess that's probably what it is for me. But I don't necessarily consciously think about that. It just is the way I think because it was the way I was taught to think. We all usually, whether you admit to it or not, think about this. Why are you the way you are? Why do you think the thoughts that you do? Why do you act the way that you do? What is there about your life that has been most influential? And it'll always go back to your childhood. Always. Sure. And then... You know,
and that's
whatever
the whole nature versus nurture debate, too.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, some people in the news. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, N-O-E-M, asked for a flamethrower for Christmas. She got one. I'm chuckling about this, but it's kind of quasi-serious in the sense. She asked for a personalized flamethrower from her staff. And you could say to yourself, what is this woman? That's why in the world would she want a flamethrower? Well, she's the governor of South Dakota, lives on a farm. There are lots of things you could use a flamethrower for, I suppose. She got a pulse fire flamethrower with an engraved plate. The state's motto, under God, the people rule. That was posted on Twitter. So you go there.
Her staff to have done that.
Yeah. and it shows her using it to light up a pile of cardboard and wood out on her farm. She's got the camouflage stuff on. You see the picture on the farm. This thing costs about $650. I never heard of these before. Did you? I mean, flamethrowers, you think, are used by people in war during the Second World War. I think they became more well used because they used the flamethrowers to blow the Nazis out of their bunkers. Pretty cruel. Anyway, no taxpayer money was used for the purchase. But I think to myself, I mean, this just shows her there's some video of her not only lighting the boxes and the wood on fire, but she appears to be pretty well schooled in how to use the thing. Would you think, A, this would be something a governor would want? Why not? A woman, and I'd go back to saying, okay, why not? Someone on the farm, right? But the locals, this is a story from the Rapid City, Iowa Journal. That's where I saw this first. And there were, I find it interesting, that's all. And that's why I'm telling you the story, because I thought it was interesting. And you may find it interesting as well. You can certainly check it out. I said South Dakota. And I didn't mean when I was talking about Iowa, but it's sort of the same landscape. She's a relatively young governor too. I think, what is she, 40 something?
It seems like there are quite a few young governors and younger people getting into politics.
Yeah.
Well, and with the flamethrower thing, there's been so many videos on social media floating around of people using flamethrowers to not shovel their driveway, but get rid of stuff on their driveway.
This time of year, but you can use it to melt the ice.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure, right? That's a good way to do it. Get rid of all that damn ice that's around. That's very dangerous stuff. All right, other things going on around the world. China has ended restrictions, and that's because the public is threatening to burn down. This is the surge of COVID, the surge of knowledge, the surge of understanding going on with Generation Z, especially in China. The COVID situation, I guess, is the number one trigger here. But you look at a lot of other things that are going on in China, the fact that they're realizing internally that they were the cause of this. And the unchecked outbreaks have created opportunities for the virus to mutate in their country more perhaps than anywhere else in the world. And in the cities where they are, their populations are so close. I remember when I was in Beijing, I couldn't believe how tight things were there. You know, it's like New York on steroids.
Mm-hmm.
It's just everybody's living on top of everybody.
You have to actually witness it for yourself.
Right, exactly, yeah. Well, it's like the same thing in Japan. People live on top of each other. It's amazing how they can. I mean, I'm literally, there's no big houses in any of the cities in Japan. And that's the same. There are huge. The communists have done something that we may unknowingly be copying. And that is the centrifugation, if I can use that word, of the population, putting more and more people into less and less space. Now, I would be a hypocrite if I said that was bad, because I'm a farmer, and the way the government and families and with rules and regs on what you have to pay when somebody dies that owes a farm, most farmers don't have any money. They have a lot of land. So at the end of a farmer's life, if he has to or she has to pay into this ridiculous death tax, the members of the family are forced to sell the farm to pay the tax. So therefore, less land in agricultural production, and we become, through that, without really thinking it through, all these people, we got to get those damn rich people, we got to get all their money, because they're screwing us. And so, as a result of that, by that thinking, you're basically taking land away that's used in agricultural production, and pushing us closer and closer and closer to being dependent on food from other sources that we can't control. Now, how many people are thinking it through that way? I don't know, but that's what I think of when I see what's going on. And so when we have, like in my community of Framingham, we have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of new apartments being built, mostly around the railroad station, but we're bringing a lot of people. And these are not these are not inexpensive apartment units, but people are living in the same space, like 400 people in a relatively small space. And that's what the commies did after World War II. Is that politically incorrect to call them commies? They are. They're commies. Call them commies. Should I call them commies or not? What do you think? See? She's falling for it.
Well, because I'm trying to think. In the aren't they, though?
They're commies.
Like that's what they were called?
Yeah, they are commies. Anyway, that was the slang for the communists. Anyway, so the point is that most people who are 65 or over live in these communes. Hello, duh. Communism is all about living together and sharing together the fruits of your labor, yada, yada, yada. So the communes, I remember driving around Beijing, these huge, huge apartment complexes. Nobody owns. The government owns all of the living quarters. So everybody, you know, you have different types of living quarter depending on how much money they can take from you and what you've earned. But for the most part, I remember thinking they all look the same. Because they do. And
well,
they're
that's
very...
the point. That's part of like what communism
is. Yeah, that's what a commune... That's right,
no,
what communism
is. I never thought, is commie a derogatory...
Yeah, who knows? Somebody will probably come up with it. It's a negative word. You know me and my politically correctness and woke stuff, and I don't. And maybe that's just Captain Curmudgeon. Maybe it's an age thing. I don't know what it is, but I don't have much use for it. I think you know.
Well,
I remember.
I haven't even heard in
what commies. Well, I can remember
the
once
only time I'd ever heard about it was when they were discussing back in World War II kind of things.
Yeah, the commies.
Not anything recent.
Yeah, well, I'm happy to regurgitate all the moldy-oldy stuff for conversational purposes. Anyway, I just was on to that because there is a lot of focus on it. One of the things that people are talking about is what's going on, revolutionary thinking in China. Not a bad thing. 18 after, this is Good Day.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. It's a primal, wild freedom. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy! No. You know, we really lost our stride at the end there. Get 24/7 roadside assistance with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Roadside assistance subject to policy terms and limits and may require comprehensive coverage. At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, Jerry. Oh, my word. Really, really terrible. Is that a Glockenspiel, Jerry? Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No, Jerry. It's over.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company, have two daughters, and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. We'll be right back.
T Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Time passes quickly here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's already 23 after the hour. Social media time. What's trending in terms of celebrity news? An item or two this week about Drew Barrymore. I think we talked about her yesterday. And more because she's been interviewed a lot. She's promoting her program, The Drew Barrymore Show. And she's been talking about things like drinking to the most. She had trouble with drugs early on, like a lot of child actors and actresses.
Oh, but she was like a baby child actor. She was in the single digits when she started having addiction problems.
Yep, she was. And yet she survived and now has been talking more about the sobriety journey that she's been on. Apparently, she went down the tube again because she wanted to numb the pain of her divorce. Drinking helped her, she said. It was just trying to feel good, and alcohol did that for me. Thinking about how dangerous that must be for somebody who was addicted as she was, who was, you know, from the time she was 8, 10 years old. She has daughters, who are 8 and 10, I think, doesn't she? And they have seemingly helped her focus on messing your life up.
They were behind the motivation for her to seek therapy and recovery again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, so that's good. Mm-hmm. You know, there are people, you can criticize people. I tend to be pretty intolerant about people who are alcoholics because my mother was a crazed alcoholic and it affected my life, certainly to the negative, and it may be why I come across as judgmental about alcoholism and alcoholics. It, in some cases, it's probably okay, and in some cases, it may not be okay. In this case, I understand what she went through. You can see her life. It kind of reminds me, excuse me, of Judy Garland and some of the other child. Now, why did Judy Garland get hooked? She was hooked by the producers of The Wizard of Oz. She was fine. They gave her uppers. They gave her downers.
Because she was so busy. She was so busy. They had to give her the uppers so that she could do all the work. And then they had to give her the downers just so she could sleep at night. It was horrible. Right.
Elvis, same thing with Elvis. You can go through any number of women and men who have been through this, and it's justified because of their public career. But how is any of this justified when you get right down to it? Now, I was thinking Shirley Temple came up, she was in the same class, if you will, as Judy Garland around at the same time, performing in many of the same ways, and she didn't go down that street. So why was it that Drew Barrymore or Judy Garland or anybody else that...
Well, look at the adults in their lives, specifically Drew Barrymore, her family, yeah, the people
family
in her family, they were partying
that.
With her. They were helping supply it.
Right.
Look at Lindsay Lohan, where her mom just wants to party with her.
Yeah.
And then Judy Garland, nobody was protecting her from... The companies who were...
If anything, just the opposite. They were leeching on her, taking advantage of her. Oh, well, good for Drew, and good for her children for keeping her on top of it. Whoopi Goldberg is also in the celebrity news. She was forced to apologize again for repeating her Holocaust slur. She keeps doing this, and she keeps having to apologize.
Well, she was specific, because she wasn't doubling down. She was asked about it, and she was just simply referencing and clarifying what she was saying and why she was saying it, and acknowledging why she understands she was wrong, but the why she was wrong got left out. And she had to apologize, saying that she was not doubling down.
She always stood with the Jewish people, always will. But, you know, there are things that get taken out. Give her due. There are things that get taken out of context all the time. We know that. Or you take a piece of something that's said and you don't have it in context. So that could be part of it, too. But it's interesting that it keeps coming up, frankly. All right, here we are. You and I at 28 past the hour.
I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Before you pay retail for new, eBay has a quick way to save big on new to you for the same item.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The meltdown at Southwest Airlines has left thousands of holiday travelers stranded with no support or answers.
Nearly every airline is back to normal operations after a brutal winter storm, except Southwest Airlines. In Indianapolis, Angela Davis says her flight to Sacramento was canceled and she doesn't know what to do.
You can't call because you can't get through. I've called them for days now.
The problem is so bad, the Biden administration says it's investigating the problem. I'm Tim Berg.
There's a recall on high blood pressure medication that may contain a cancer-causing ingredient. Lupin Pharmaceuticals issued a voluntary recall. Quinapil tablets are the ones being recalled. Mega Millions winning jackpot numbers for Tuesday were 19, 13, 36, 59, 61, and Mega Ball 11. Nobody won. Lance Pry, USA News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Take a real deep breath because you're in for a wild ride this half hour of the Good Day program. Inside what's going on, the radio world, the radio stations, I like to try new things. I have always been someone who tried things. Some of them work, some of them don't work, right? The people that you bring on the program, some of them work, some of them don't work.
Mm-hmm.
And, right? Discussions, events. I like to think of this program as sort of a variety show. You think that's right, Jay?
Yeah, I could see that. Definitely, because we have human interest, we have good news, we have celebrity, political.
Yeah, and not acknowledging with that thought that there are different things that entertain people. Some people are entertained by political discussions. Some people are, and when I say entertained, I mean attention. You give attention, pay attention to the conversation. Some people are interested in listening to music. Over the years, there have been some really good comedians, some people on the air, whether it's television or radio. Yeah, there have been different things that made people sit up and pay attention. Excuse me. So, I had this thing with my voice the last couple of days, so I just took some tea and honey. I think it'll break through some of the crud that's in there. So anyway, I heard two things have influenced me to do what I'm about to do. One of them was listening to this fellow on a radio program on, I don't even remember, I think it wasn't in Israel, but it was someplace where I've been in that. I've been over 10 time zones in the past week, so I'm not sure where I heard this. But I thought to myself, wow, these are cherished memories. And they ought to be shared with people like James, who don't have a clue as to who some of these people are. Jay, I think you're a little more accurate. And I would say that critically, James, although some people think that I'm a little hard on you, because it's, you know, it's me and you, and I'm somewhat intolerant of people.
Generations are so far apart.
Yeah, right, exactly. Thank you for clarifying that. So when I said to James, see what you can find, see what little gems that Stan Freberg created that you can find. He did a very good job, not knowing who Stan Freberg is. I just sort of, I want to see what he comes up with. That's why I say, go find me a piece of this and see what we can do with it. So he did, and he's edited a bit down. And so, for those of you who remember Stan Freberg, you will cherish these next couple of minutes. If you didn't know who Stan Freberg was, you will get an insight into one of the most entertaining minds in the history of public media. And that's a big statement for me to make. But this guy was absolutely one of the most creative people that ever has existed. And he was perfection when it came to getting people's attention and to speaking to the irregularities of the moment. And so when we think about political correctness being a part of our lives today, listen to this from Stan Freberg from about 50 years ago.
I'd like to sing a old river song in honor this week of National Mississippi Riverboat Paddle Wheel Week. Mr. May, if you please.
Very polite, Mr. Freeberg.
Thank you.
Old Man River, that old...
All right, Tweedley, politeness I dig, but what in the world is wrong with Old Man River?
The word old has a connotation some of the more elderly people find distasteful. I would suggest you make the substitution, please.
I suppose you insist?
Precisely. You may continue.
Okay, music.
You forgot to say thank you.
Yes, okay. Thank you, Mr. Tweedley.
You're quite welcome, I am sure.
Elderly man river, that elderly man river, he must know something, but he don't say nothing.
Hold it, fellas. Now what, Tweedley?
The word something? You left off the G.
But that's pathetic. Something.
That's for you, James.
Something. That's the way the people talk down there.
What? The home is a classroom, Mr. Freeberg.
I know you said that.
Keep in mind the tiny tots. And furthermore, think back. You'll recall that you said, but he don't say nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, really, Mr. Freeberg, that's a double negative. Do you mean he does say something?
No, I just wasn't using my head, I guess.
I mean, after all, it should be grammatically correct, keeping in mind...
And the tiny tots, yes.
You probably mean he doesn't say anything.
I suppose I mean that, yes, I guess. All right, fine. You win. All right, Billy, music. Thank you.
You're welcome, I'm sure.
Elderly man river, that elderly man river, he must know something, but he doesn't say anything. He just keeps rolling. He just keeps rolling along.
All right, so James... After this, do you understand now a little bit more about what it is that irks me?
You know what? I see what you're saying. I do. Okay. I do. Yeah. It's just, I've told you before, it's part of the culture here in Texas that it's part of the accent. I don't know. Right. I told you it's the Southern charm, but you don't believe me, but you know.
Well, if it were written, it would be an apostrophe instead of the G.
I would put the apostrophe when I speak it.
So I would like you, would you do me a favor? Will you take that audio and bring it home and share it with your folks? And see what it is. You've probably told them that I'm always correcting you, right?
Yes,
did you tell your folks that? And are they annoyed that I'm doing that, or do they get a kick out of it?
It's a little bit of both, yeah. They're like, oh, I understand.
Who the hell is he?
My mom has always tried to, like, correct me. When he said, doesn't do nothing, I do that sometimes, right?
Yeah.
Especially did that when I was a kid.
Okay. So bring that home.
Okay.
Play it for your mother the next time you go home, your mom and dad, and then see what kind of a chuckle, if they remember, they have to remember Stan Freberg, because there's nobody alive that is your parents' age and older that doesn't know who Stan Freberg is or was.
All right.
All right? And so I'm hoping we can find some more maybe appointment moments to bring up some of the things. I was inspired also. It's funny how these things come in rolls, sort of. Last night, PBS had a special that Dick Cavett hosted on the life of Groucho Marx. Okay, James, do you know who Groucho Marx was?
Not before, like, 30 minutes ago when I looked him up.
All right. So I think what we'll do is we'll try to find some audio from Groucho Marx as well. And there are so many of these characters that are around, and I don't think my daughter actually is the one who stirs that emotion in me, because she and my son grew up around all this stuff that we still do today. They were on the radio with me when they were just about able to speak. And so they got used to, sometimes they'd spend an hour with me, depending on whether it was a school day or not. Sometimes they'd spend 5 minutes with me. Brendan used to do the sports report when he was like 8 years old. He would do sports. And so they would, you know, they were used to me being me, because I'm me. Who I am on the radio is who I am. And so the idea of having some sort of rallying cry around something that was funny or amusing, that, you know, some, just because it's funny to me or you doesn't mean it's funny to somebody else. Just like in any other way, you look at something, what's important to me may not be important to you, and that's okay. But I have to, my job here is to find enough stuff that's important to you, one way or another, that will keep you listening. All right, so that's why we go from Stan Freberg to a discussion of housing sales in India. All right, how do you like that smooth transition? Pretty good, huh? Is that smooth or not, Jay? Nothing. I'm nothing if I'm not smooth. Yeah, right. Okay. So I really saw this as an interesting way of looking. I was talking about housing in the last half hour in China and Japan and what's going on with farmland and that sort of thing. And so I was reminded that also the focus on living, I was talking about all the apartments being built here and in towns like mine all around the country. But it's not only going on here. It's going on in most other highly populated countries in the world. And India is quickly becoming more populated than China on less land, so you know that's going to cause a real problem pretty soon. The housing sales in India have gone up by 50% in the past year and a half. Can you imagine, in terms of the what is available and what people are able to afford? It's not a communist country, so people get to buy their own homes. But if you look at the year-over-year sales in India, now people say, well, what's that got to do with me? Well, it kind of tells you where things are going in general. So this year, 4,315,400 new homes were built in India. That's about 10 times as many as were built here in America. Think about it that way. Now, they have a big population, but there's a report that allows you to understand what's going on there with the homes. The way they build homes, nothing like the way we build them here. They build shacks, and they build big buildings that in 20 years will collapse because they just don't have the same kind of standards that we do. And they can't afford to do things the way we do anyway. But
just hurry up, get it up, get people in.
Right, exactly. The average family in India has 8 children. Think about that. And as it increases, they don't have birth control. They don't have the sorts of, there are those who are enlightened, because there are a lot of people now in India that are getting pretty well educated, and they see what's happening to their country, and so they're on to birth control, and they're on to other things that will hopefully save their country. about at this rate, they can't save the country. They can't. They're not going to be able to. They can't now provide for all the people who are living there. So anyway, I just thought it was interesting when I look at all the people who are worried about. I'm involved now. I guess I'm focusing more on developments because I'm involved as a developer in a new housing development, an agrihood here in my community. So I'm looking more at stats about homes and who's living them. Just kind of a, you know, it's one of those things. By the way, this week on the American Family Farmer Program, we have a discussion with one of my partners in the agrihood that we're building here. You might find it interesting, whether you're a farm person or not. It's an idea that the American Family Farmer is built around helping farms survive in an era where there are so many pressures on that business, a lot of pressures on all of our businesses, but especially extraordinary pressure on farming. So I put this program together, what, 5-6 years ago, actually at the behest of Michael Harrison of Talkers Magazine, who said, you know so much about farming, you should do a show on farming. So that's when I started doing the American Family Farmer, and each week it puts together ideas. Jay helps me greatly by coming up with people who have something to say to help farmers survive in this very treacherous landscape that we're in right now. And so this is a labor of love for me, and a lot of farmers are having the problem, especially at the end of the year when the taxes are due, okay, do I stay on the farm or do I sell my farm? You know, that kind of stuff. So, and I'm very much a supporter of the agrarian lifestyle, of being on the farm. And it isn't just because I grew up around cows and it made a major impact on me. It just is because it kind of feels, there's something about being around these animals that feels so good.
Well, they're and so that's beautiful. What,
they are. They're fabulous beings, cows. All right, anyway, enough of that for now. 48 after, this is Good Day.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
And now a small business setback, delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? But Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave marin, rivière de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at progressivecommercial.com.
Croissant for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
I
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
After the hour now, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. I'm always excited when Warren Eckstein joins us for a discussion about what's going on in the world of pets. Warren Eckstein is the host of The Pet Show. You can find it every weekend on YouTube and Facebook and on radio stations. Many of the same stations that carry this program carry The Pet Show. Check it out at thepetshow.com. I saw the state of New York has banned selling dogs, cats, rabbits in pet stores to combat puppy mill pipe. So should this be something that you, maybe as an animal activist, you go to Congress and say, we ought to have a law. We ought to get somebody to introduce those goofballs in California won't do it because who knows what. But, you know, maybe you can get somebody else around the country
California has strong laws about that. And
there are
cities. Oh, yeah. And, you know, when I was years ago, when I was a peace officer in New York, I met with many politicians in terms of changing the laws like that. First of all, these puppies and the kittens that are being sold at these stores for the majority are coming up from these puppy mills. I don't have to tell you guys about puppy mills. We've talked about
I saved my dog from a puppy mill. That's where she came from.
The insanity. In fact, and a lot of them from the Midwest and down south. I was just reading an article recently about a group of rescuers sending up dogs from down south that can't be adopted down south but can be adopted up north because the Humane Society up here are much better funded so they can take care of them.
Well, the ones that were excuse me, interrupting you just for a second, there were 40 there was a house in, it was either Alabama or Arkansas, I'm not sure which came from, 40 dogs in this one house who were all being used for reproductive reasons. Daisy was in a cage for 2.5 years. She had 2 litters. She pooped and peed all over herself, had no social anything, couldn't walk when I got her. And that's how, and they, you know, that's how these dogs, they don't give a damn about the dog. They just want to sell the puppies, and it happens that Daisy's a very attractive dog, so they wanted the offspring from it. And that's criminal.
It's dollars and cents. And once the pet store stops selling and the store stops selling puppies and kittens and the profit margin goes down, there'll be no reason for these people to breed all these dogs and cats to get abused. Many cities in California pass laws. I'd like to see laws passed in other places. I'm surprised New York just passed it now. But if what they've done is they've taken a different point of view. A lot of the pet stores that were in fact selling puppies, these puppy mill puppies, what they're doing now is working with rescues and humane organizations, so in their stores they have on display the puppies from humane societies, older dogs from rescue organizations, and they're still doing well because when the people come in to adopt a dog, they're going to be buying the food, the supplies from the pet store. So that's a much better approach, and I think more and more pet stores are now doing that, where the laws have changed, where they have rescue and humane groups they work with, they have their puppies and their kittens and their older pets available. Petco does it all over the place. PetSmart does it all over the place, and people see the dogs and adopt them. So that's a much better way. Finding homes for homeless pets is a lot better than having people breed the tons and tons of dogs that never find a home at all.
I don't understand why it doesn't go into effect for a couple of years yet. Why don't they have it go into effect right now? When it does go into effect.
It's called politics. Everything with politics takes years. Yeah. You know, I remember when I was arrested once in Central Park for stopping the horses from going through the park there. And this was like 1982, 1980. I stood in front of them. I wouldn't let them through. You know what? They just passed that law about the heat maybe 3-4 years ago, and I'm talking about 20-25 years ago. So
right on top
politics
of
works slow. Yeah, right on top of it, Doug.
And now the store owners in New York will face a $1,000 fine for every and any violation of this new rule. So a good time for four-legged pets, something to be aware of. And as you said, California was the first state to ban the sale of pets a couple of years ago. Now Washington, Maine, Maryland, and Illinois have followed suit. I would like to see if we can't get it done here in Massachusetts. Matter of fact, I might tell my state rep, I'm going to hold on to that because I think that would be something for us all to work on. Dog flu problems. Apparently there are flu outbreaks reported all across the country. I wonder about that. Is the dog flu the same as the human flu? And how do dogs get it the same way, right?
Exactly. So that's why my dogs, you try to put a mask on a dog.
Yeah, right, exactly, yeah.
Now, it is, and that's why, in reality, because of the increase in flu, and I take my guys out now, I don't take them to areas where there are a lot of other dogs. They're vaccinated against the flu, and they have vaccinations now. So
yeah,
I'm
really
conscientious. I guess because you and I hear the horror stories every day. So, yeah, it's something that you notice any changes. Your dog has a fever, he's not eating, he doesn't look well, he's lethargic. Get him to the vet right away and have it treated. But there is a dog flu going around, and be really conscientious about this, especially if you send your dog away to like a day school or whatever. Make sure they force everyone to have their dogs vaccinated.
All the more reason to give them hugs and kisses. Warren's exclusive brand of minerals and vitamins for your dog and your cat at hugsandkisses.com. 59 past the hour on Good Day.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.